Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 6 p.m. Happy Friday. What if we had to work 6 days a week? And I know a lot of people work 7 days a week. But what if just like the norm was, yeah, you get Sundays off. Would we just all adjust and be like, thank God it's Saturday?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of need those 2 days. I used to work 6 days a week, but I also worked less long hours than I do now. So it was fine. But I need those two. I need one weekend day where I don't have to do anything, or at least know that I don't have to do anything, and then another day where I can run errands and do chores and all that stuff.
Yeah, I've told this before, but when I went to my first big firm, when I was an attorney, they said, hey, it's whatever, blah, 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 because I guess even back then HR couldn't say, oh, you're going to work 200 hours, you know. So then one of the senior associates grabbed me and said, here's the deal. If you're later than 8 a.m. on any given day, you're late. And if you leave before 6 p.m., you're leaving early. Saturdays are like 9 to 2, and Sundays are encouraged if you can come in by 11 or 12 and stay until 2 or 3. And I laughed, and the guy goes, I'm not kidding you. That if you want to get ahead, that's what you need to do.
Well, guess who didn't get ahead in that environment?
Guess who did not? And there's one girl there who I think now is very successful, no surprise. And her husband was an attorney as well. And she was a first year. And it was very corporate. And the way they would do it is we all had mailboxes. And so I would say, like, Rachel, go research the Mueller memorandum and have something on my desk within 5 days. And so then I'd go and I'd get on my mailbox and be like, ooh, Rachel Zimmerman wants me to blah, blah, blah. So this lady would bring her husband in at midnight, and she would do everyone's assignments.
What a dork.
Yeah.
Did she get paid extra or anything? Wow, dork.
She was just thirsty, just a
nerd.
Gunner. Yeah. And now she has her own firm and
blah, whatever. Blah, blah.
Shut up.
Good for you.
Everyone hates you. They hated you then, and they hate you now.
Look at you with your wherewithal to succeed in life.
We don't need your kind, okay?
Your boss telling you that about your hours reminds me of in the movie Knocked Up, whenever Kristen Wiig tells Katherine Heigl's character, she's like, okay, so what we need you to do is write down your weight on a piece of paper and then subtract 20 from that, and that's what we need you to weigh.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. It always really makes me
laugh.
I've
never seen that movie.
It's okay. It's one of those Apatows, so...
Yeah, it hit during a time when I had been Apatowed and Roganed out.
Yeah, there was a lot at once with all of that.
Like,
I still love... Superbad is one of my favorite movies ever. It's at the very top of my list with that, and I love 40-Year-Old Virgin. It's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. But stuff like Pineapple Express and Knocked Up and This Is 40...
Well, and then just, I like Seth Rogen. I have no issues with him. He's very talented. But he did so much voice work that every cartoon I was watching with Phoebe had a Seth Rogen character.
Really?
You just get to the point where you're like, okay.
I guess I'm sure he's talented. Maybe I'm a little bit of a hater because I used to really like him. But it's like a lot of people in Hollywood, you do a certain number of things and then I'm tired of seeing your face and I'm tired of hearing your voice.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I feel with him. I'm over his whole shtick. So he has the new movie coming out with Charlize Theron, and I just have zero desire to see it.
Were you reading the Charlize Theron stuff? How single she was?
No.
So I guess maybe she found someone because she kind of called off the dogs, but it's only been like 2 weeks ago. I was going to use it in my show prep, and I just kept forgetting it, where she said, it's been 10 years, I guess she got divorced, since I've been divorced, and it's been years since I've had a relationship. I am shockingly single, and I just need someone to grow a pair and ask me on a date. Charlize Theron, you know, it's like she was just saying, I guess it's the classic, like no one wants to ask the prom queen.
Yeah.
But she said, yeah, like I haven't been on a date in years.
You know who she's rumored to be dating?
Who's that?
Brad Pitt.
Well, There you go. Maybe Brad read the article.
And I think they're two kind of weird parents, so that kind of works out.
Yeah.
They could blend their weird families together.
Yeah. See, let me, okay.
This is celebrity gossip on the DGS.
I'll just be judgmental and hateful. Charlize has done nothing to me. I've enjoyed some of her movies.
Yes, say it.
But
say
it. She just has that Angelina vibe.
Yeah, she's a weirdo. She's weird.
Yeah.
Which is fine. She's allowed to be weird, but no, she's got that same, like,
I like weird.
Like, I look at you and you're way too beautiful, and there's something wrong. You traded some part of your soul for how beautiful you are. Mm. She and Angelina, I feel that way about both of them.
I think Angelina traded all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, she really just straight up seems like a bad person.
That's what I tell myself, because she's too pretty.
Yeah, but again, she is too pretty. She just is too pretty. Like, I've just never once...
I don't trust it.
Not once have I ever looked at her and had any sort of, like, wow. It's just, like, nothing. Mm-hmm. Flatline. Same with Charlize.
Well, I'll tell him. You're not interested. Charlize, I know you're looking for somebody, but Dave is not interested.
Are you happy with Brad?
Good.
You good? Okay. Good. Fine.
Thank God, because I didn't want to have to step up.
Okay, now that I'm hating...
Yeah.
There's no one. I could marry Savannah Guthrie compared to how much I hate this next person.
All right, let's hear it.
Rob Gronkowski, the now retired Jack Hole tight end of the New England Patriots. He's just a big giant kid in the worst way. And he's a talented football player, great. But then he gets all these endorsements. He's rich as hell. Now he's 33 and retired. Good for you, whatever. This is quintessential Gronk. So he was in Boston with the Lombardi Trophy, the Super Bowl trophy, and he used it like a bat to hit a baseball and dented it permanently.
Did they get a new... I don't know. Did they get a new trophy every year? Or is it like the Stanley Cup?
It's like the Stanley Cup.
What a... Oh, word I can't say on the radio.
That is
so... What a bad person.
Him. And he's just like, Gronk!
I gronked it. Sorry, guys. You knew what you were getting when you let Gronk hold the trophy.
And everyone's just like, you!
Oh, Gronk. Total Gronk move.
Let's give you more endorsements.
Hashtag, you just got gronked.
What's the female version of that?
There's plenty. But I don't know. There's a certain... I don't know what trophies that we're denting as women. We don't really have that.
No,
as
but
much.
I mean, who is it that you're just like, oh, why don't you people see this? Why are you not seeing what I'm seeing with this woman?
That's really how I feel about Cardi B. I'm sorry. I feel like I talk about her all the time. I was fine with her when she first came on the scene, but now she's so popular, and I'm just like, why do I have to see your naked ass all the time? I'm sick of it.
Talking to me? Or?
Talking to all of you people who do that. No, she has this new music video with her husband who... Okay, so they've secretly got married and didn't announce it until after she had already had their baby. And then he cheated on her publicly several times, and she made a big deal and dumped him. And then they just like got back together and didn't ever really acknowledge all that stuff that happened. And then they just made this new BDSM style music video. And I keep seeing it pop up in my Twitter feed, and it makes me so mad. I'm like, I don't want to see this. I just don't. I just think it's trashy. And you're allowed to like it, you're allowed to watch it, but I'm tired of it being like the pinnacle of pop culture. You know, it feels way too trashy to just show people unedited all the time.
Well, that's always been your point, is that, hey, do what you want to do, but hey, Cardi B, once you are accepted into mainstream entertainment, and if someone wants to call you a filthy whore, then you're just going to have to live with it because it's no longer quite as cute.
If someone's mad at you for drugging and possibly raping and stealing from men, don't get mad that we're mad at you for doing that. I get that if you want to call that stripper culture or hip-hop culture, fine, but you're sharing it with the general culture, and the general culture, for the most part, frowns on that stuff.
I believe it's street bitch, so just so you know.
All right, whatever. Well, let's stop talking about it because I'm getting mad.
Yeah, you really are.
I'm getting cranked.
Did you see the new Massimo stuff? We're just hating. It's a 6 o'clock
hate hour.
Oh, that
loser didn't even go to USC, right? Is that it?
Yeah. He lied about it when he was young, And then he lied again to get his daughter in.
Yeah, that's
quite a bookending of USC lies.
I'm kind of with you on this. I'm mad about how much I now know about Lori Loughlin and Mossimo. And I'm mad that I know who Olivia Jade is. It's too much. I don't need to see it. Just punish them, but quit reporting on them all the time.
Is it wrong? No matter what I did, I would hate for someone to go, I hope both Phoebe Glover's mom and dad go to jail for this and leave her alone. But that's how I feel. I want both of her parents to go to jail.
Why do you care about Olivia Jade? She's a little brat. And she was complicit in all of this.
No, it's just like the wishing ill on someone.
I mean, they made it harder for kids who deserve to get into college to get into college. And they made it harder by exploiting their wealth and their influence. To me, they're bad people. They should be punished for doing that. I don't know if it's a 30-year prison sentence, but I think being slapped with a fine, maybe spending a night in prison, and then being irrelevant in the public eye from now on is a pretty good punishment for that. But the way the world works is Olivia Jade will probably have a Keeping Up with the Kardashians style television show within the next year. And Lori Loughlin lost her Hallmark deal, but she'll go do something else. She'll go on a redemption tour and on an apology tour, and they'll end up with more money than they had before. I forgot Mossimo was a brand until this happened. And I'm sure he's selling stuff now.
You're
because people
right.
are like, you know what? I liked those shirts. I'm going to look on eBay and see if they still sell them.
Okay, one more.
Okay, and then we're done complaining forever.
Yes.
Yes.
Forever. Ariana Grande says that performing her songs is hell. She loves making music and it's very healing. But after what she went through with the bombing at her concert in London, every time she sings a song on stage, it is pure hell.
I'm going to actually take up for Ariana on this one because she has PTSD. I've read articles about it. She's had a brain scan done showing the PTSD in her brain. I feel terrible that this happened at her concert.
Remind me.
She was performing in, I think, Manchester.
And was it while she was on stage?
It was while she was on stage. And, like, I think, like, 30 people or something died. It could have been more than that. But, she lived through a terrorist attack.
Isn't it crazy that there have been so many that they run together?
Yeah.
It's like, no, is this the one, or is that Las Vegas, or is this that?
And I'm sure she carries around a lot of guilt that it happened at her concert, even though it's not her fault. I'm sure she carries around a lot of, man, if those kids hadn't come to see me that night, they would still be alive. That's got to be horrible to deal with. So
yes, yes, yes.
I feel for her on that one.
Oh, update here. This just came across the wire.
Okay.
You know how I'm always watching that. Lori Loughlin's non-crap bag daughter, Isabella, received a letter from the federal prosecutors saying that they know she participated in the scam, and they think it's probably an attempt to get her parents. Like if Phoebe's mom and I were facing jail, then they're like, and
they're
Phoebe,
going
you're going
Phoebe,
too.
Yeah.
You're like, whatever, we'll go.
Yeah.
But her parents are such terrible people, they'd probably just be like, yeah, why don't you let her go?
Yeah.
She's Isabella, not the pretty one.
Take one for Mossimo, okay, honey?
Isabella, if you go to prison, then Olivia doesn't have to.
Well, here's the thing. Both of those girls posed on the crew club ship or whatever. What did they think they were doing? What did they think they were doing when they were going and posing for that photo? They knew what their parents were doing. I'm sorry. Maybe they were too stupid to know that it was illegal, but they still participated in it. They knew they weren't working hard to get into that college, and they knew mom and dad wrote a $500,000 check. So, I mean, yeah, you're the ones actually benefiting from all of it. Your parents just wrote the check for it.
Do we have time for more hatred if it's not ours?
Yeah.
A lot of people in especially the hip hop community are really, really pushing for Laura Ingraham to get fired because she recently made fun of, is it Chrissy Teigen?
Yes.
About how it's ridiculous that she's on the top 100 most influential. Of course, she's taking that because she's a person of color. And then she was laughing about Nipsey Hussle's funeral. And that's really real. Like, people are like, really, you know how you can feel the critical mass. And just today, Justin Bieber jumped in, and a lot of people are getting. Laura's had this happen a dozen times.
Because she makes stupid comments. Do we disagree here?
No. No, I thought you were going to say something else.
No, she's in the line of fire all the time because she's laughing about someone being shot. Like,
yeah,
that's not
that's her
really
stock
funny.
And trade.
Yeah. So fine, keep doing it, and maybe someday it'll blow up in your face. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the whole live by the sword thing.
Yeah.
That
this is how you make your money. Okay, but you could push it too far one day, yes, and people could really get tired of you.
Save your money, because it can't be a shock to you when this is what you do to get your base loving you, that one of these days it's going to go too far, mm-hmm, and then your sponsors will be like, sorry, that was too far, we can't do it. Nipsey Hussle's probably not the one, but one of these days it's going to be the one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.